Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Hindu and the Jew. We hope you will enjoy this fresh and new exciting piece of audio literature. But first, a Hindu original.
Do we have stuff to talk about?
Not really.
Do you want to bother recording a show today?
Let's record. See what happens.
Wait, let's figure out what to talk about.
Go with the flow. You don't know how to go with the flow.
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys heard anything, but welcome.
That's how you start an episode.
That's how you ruddy start
a ruddy episode.
Ballet. Blimey.
I don't know whether you heard any of
Criminy.
That. But I'm going to apologize for that now before we actually do anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pansy little boy who likes my listeners and doesn't want them to get offended.
Yeah, I like my listeners. Sorry.
You mean all three of them?
Yes, all three of them. I love all three of them. Okay, so, welcome everyone to show number 44. That obnoxiously loud noise is the Hindu's guitar. As you may already know.
And love.
Write in. If you don't like it, write in. And he'll believe me. And if you do like it, and you don't write in, it'll stay there. And if you just don't like it, but you don't care, it'll stay there, and you'll stop listening. So yeah, write in if you do like it.
You have the weirdest way of trying to convince people to write in.
Write in if you do.
So, basically, if you don't write in, it's going to stay there. So,
if
you're too lazy,
write in if you do like it. If you do like it, it'll stay there. If you don't like it, it's going away. So, only if we get emails saying how great it is will I keep it. That's right, it's my decision.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in control here.
Yeah, you think that.
I know that.
If you remove my guitar without my permission, you realize what will happen.
Yeah, the show will be better.
No, there will be no more show.
Big threat.
That's right, it is for you.
We need some more people on the show.
I've told you this.
I know, and I agree.
Many times.
Who are you getting?
I don't know.
Get to work.
I don't know people who you know. I know people who I know who don't know you.
It'll work.
No, it won't. A certain amount of camaraderie is required for a successful show.
Okay.
Do you think I was talking about...
You're talking about for our show.
Yeah, I am talking about for our show.
Successful.
Oh, you're so bad!
Whoa. Uh-huh.
You realize that if this strap breaks, you're buying me an early birthday present.
Keep
which
to
is
the
another
face.
Oh, yes. Of course. That's much on sale these days. They're in great demand. They have kick-in-face stores now. Hello, would you like a kick-in-face? Comes in discount and possibly a slap-free as well. If you play your cards, right? Cards, we have them exploding. They slice the face when necessary.
You're bombing.
I'm bombing.
More than me.
Oh, what? Can I buy you a kick in the face? Yes. Don't give me that.
Where'd you get this clothes?
No, it's the toilet store.
You guys don't say anything. Even the guy can't think says something.
Why are you quoting the movie to me?
It's a good movie. Okay.
I know the movie. So, I know the movie better than you know the movie.
Okay. So, it's been a week. What's gone over the week?
What have they missed? What you've done?
What have I done? I've done school.
Oh, there has to be more than that to your life.
Okay, so my robotics team, you know how I didn't go last week?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, anyway, last weekend there was a competition in... Can you turn that down a tad? Stad? Okay, there was a competition at VCU, and, mesmerized by the cookies. And, anyways, robotics. First, robotics.
Gods above! Gods above! Stick to a story and tell it, man!
Just blew out the speakers.
That may be because you can't follow a coherent line of thought.
Okay.
So, robotics, so competition. Competition, robotics.
Yeah, so anyways,
robotics
competition. And our robot, because they didn't do what I said, kind of sucked. But we did win an award for something totally unrelated that we did, which I wasn't part of, but I'll take credit for it anyways. So we qualified for nationals. And we're competing in Annapolis next weekend. We're staying in my house. So that's going to be fun. So that's about it.
That's all you've done for the week.
Yeah, what have you done for the week?
All you've done for the week essentially comes down to...
Hey, I haven't heard you do
robotics, competition, competition, competition. Robotics,
hey,
robotics, competition,
I haven't
robotics.
Heard that you did
and then talk about the story.
I haven't heard that you've done anything this weekend. This week. What have you done this week?
Alright, I'll tell you what I've done this week.
Okay, tell me.
I will!
Alright.
We recorded the show on Friday. And then I went to Coffee House. Where
I was there. I went to that.
Yeah.
I went to that.
Apparently so, but you completely forgot, didn't you? Coffee House
was like months ago.
Can I talk? Thank you. Coffee House basically is a night where they serve you free coffee, but you have to pay for anything else. And they have local bands play live. And I went... It started like... It goes from 7 to 11. I went at about 8. Because my sister called me and told me that David and... Who's David? That the Jew...
Who's David?
That the Jew and Beanpole were desperate for me to come. Because they obviously have no real music sense. And so needed me.
What are you talking about? I didn't need you.
You always
need
me.
Having a good time.
Please. All you were doing was sitting in a group and talking.
Yeah, I know. It was fun.
That's not... you could do that anywhere. Why pay $5
like
to do it?
That.
You are gay.
It's the atmosphere.
You are so gay.
Okay. Don't make me...
It's a ruddy live music show.
Who was I hanging out with?
You don't...
Who was I hanging out with?
You, your girlfriend, Beanpole, and Beanpole's girlfriend.
Yes. How's that gay? What's the homosexual aspect of that? You're the one that was jumping up against a bunch of other guys.
There was no mosh pit! Where are you getting this from?
It was a wild party. Shut up.
There was no mosh pit. No, none of the bands deserved a mosh pit.
No.
Thus, there were none.
They kind of all sucked.
Not really. Shire was okay. My problem with Shire...
No, Shire's good, except for...
Oh, by the way, Shire is the band
like the
of one of my friend and the Jew's friend, who's the lead singer. He's amazing. If you've heard any King Diamond, he's like Prince Diamond. I mean, he doesn't go as high in the octave, but he's there. He's definitely there in the upper reaches. My problem with Shire, they are good. I will give you that they are good. But their sound is nowhere near fully fleshed out. I mean, they have the single guitarist. And for the stuff they're playing, they need at least a second guitarist. Or for the bass player to take a more active role.
The guitarist doesn't get any credit.
What do you mean?
No credit.
What do you mean?
He's just sitting there playing.
Dude, I credit the guitarist. I always credit
and
the guitarist.
And our friend is like rocking out, which is hilarious. And
I
awesome.
I always credit the guitarist.
But I mean, he was... No credit from the audience.
What do you mean?
He's just like sitting there playing and like...
So how would they have shown their credit?
What's his name? What are we going to call him?
The guitarist.
No, our friend.
Prince Diamond.
Oh, okay. And Prince Diamond was like rocking out and like air guitaring.
No one... You shouldn't air guitar.
I know, that's what
it's
I meant.
It's like the...
Oh, and then when he jumped off of that drum, I'm seriously thinking that he
dented
it. That
was funny. Dude, that's classic rock antics. But... Unless you're Joe Cocker, you don't play
air guitar.
Seriously,
I know that's what I did.
I don't get why he did it.
It's awesome when he's rocking out.
He is a very good vocalist.
Amazing.
I will give you that. But they really
goes crazy.
Their bassist only plays basically the same notes that the lead guitarist is playing, and the bassist needs to step up and take a more definitive role.
Get more batteries.
Yeah. So, we need batteries. Oh, my base is broken down, and apparently I need batteries to make it work. I don't know why he needs batteries.
The sound was much better this year than last year.
What do you mean?
The guy that did the sound was amazing. All that equipment, that was...
After you left, the next band had so much mic problems and amp problems. It was ridiculous. In the end, like, the guitarist just pulled the thing out of the amp and said, I'm just using the amp, I'm not using the PA. Because he was having way too much trouble with the PA. And the dude, the singer, had to use, like, two mics together. Because he couldn't get enough sound out of one mic.
It's really weird.
Ridiculous. Anyway, so Shire were good, but they need to flesh out their sound more, which means either a second guitarist or the bassist needs to take a more active role. Next came...
Let's go ahead and plug their website, shirerocks.com, isn't it?
I don't know who came before them. Who came before them? I wasn't there.
A bunch of girls. No.
Oh, yeah, apparently they did three Zeppelin covers.
There's
and
some
they were
girls
really
at
good. Anyway, so after them came the Glass Bottom Boats, who were another favorite of mine, another friend's band. This time the friend is the guitarist.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name.
What's a distinguishing feature of this person?
He has a large nose, and he's very bony. You don't know him.
Okay.
He's a junior. Anyway, basically, they were good. They're much more in the... Like, Shire are much more classic rock slash early heavy metal kind of thing, like Iron Maiden and such like. And this band were more modern rock alternative, kind of like Radiohead and 311 and such like. They did a Radiohead cover, actually, Airbag, from the album OK Computer, which I have, but it's a really good song. They also did Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam, and they did that really well as well, but
I wasn't big on it.
And that you weren't there.
I was talking about the other bands. I'm talking about holistically. I wasn't big on it.
All right. And
none of the music was like my bag, baby.
You mean you don't have music.
It wasn't
you just
my
have,
bag, baby. Oh,
all you have is your stupid... A cappella and your Groove Lily. That's all you
Groove
have.
Groove Lily's awesome. Everyone check it out.
All you have is Groove Lily. And, like, the MIT logarithms. I can't believe that's their name.
It's
when I saw
song.
It, I groaned.
It's from a Cavalier.
I groaned. A Cavalier calendar?
Compilation.
Yeah, that's right.
You're
it
a tard.
You're
a tard.
You're retarded. Okay.
Your
after them
gross.
Came a band whose name, I have no idea what it was. But there are
something
three guitarists.
At 12.
Three guitarists. Yeah, that's true. Three guitarists, a bassist, and a drummer. And one of the guitarists brought a ruddy stack. Did you see it?
A ruddy stack?
I will smack you in the face with
oh,
my guitar.
Oh, bloody hell!
Dude, you know what a stack is?
No.
A stack of guitar, a stack of amps.
No.
Essentially, it's like two or three amps stacked, and they're all connected at the top by the head. And so you get much louder
oh,
sound that
I
way.
See.
I will smack you. Anyway,
what?
The dude brought a ruddy stack for a ruddy
a
cafeteria,
ruddy
and that doesn't make sense. Worst of all, they were like a lighter version of Seven Dust.
My God.
You haven't heard Seven
I
Dust,
have
but you don't
no
know.
Idea.
You sound Australian now.
I sound retarded.
That is true. That is always true. But
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to turn into
they didn't
the
do anything. They had three guitarists, and they did nothing. Two guitarists played exactly the same thing. The bass player played the notes that the guitarists were playing. And one guitarist, at some point, decided to break out and play a little riff by himself over the chords that everyone else was playing. And it annoyed me so much, because they had all this power, and they
perform,
did
huh?
nothing
huh?
with it, because we were too late for auditions.
Yeah, you wouldn't mean it.
Oh, I'm better than you, aren't I?
Who's
which
in
is
your
not
band?
Hard.
I don't really understand this. And why have... Do they know they're in a band with you?
Yes, they do. We've
what's
met
your name?
Once. I'm leaning for either HJC2, which is Hindu,
yay,
the Jew, and the Christians 2, or the Magical Music Band.
That's so gay.
Or, what was my other one?
The Magical Music Band? I can't wait for them. They're going to be so good.
Or like something like, Iron Heart.
God. That's awful.
Silver Shield. Titanium Psy.
Eye to tie.
I don't know. We'll come up with a name. It'll be good. I'll use my incredible vocabulary. Oh, remember when we went over to your house for dinner when we did the 40th episode?
Sure.
Apparently your mom told my mom that after you met me, your vocabulary improved an incredible amount. So you should thank me for your grade in English.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I improved your vocabulary to a great extent. Psh. Don't psh me.
I improved your life.
You undervalue me so much.
Undervalue?
Yes.
I don't think it's possible.
Is that a fat joke?
No.
Then what is it?
You're a retard. You're of no value. There's nothing less than none. I don't owe you value. Okay, so what else do we want to talk about? So before we went on over here, I couldn't find my phone. So I spent like half an hour.
Alright, you're gonna talk about this and it's gonna sound gay, so let's stop now and move on with what I did over the week.
Okay,
alright, so then
I went
home and then I think I did some work on Saturday and Sunday and stuff. But in school, an interesting thing
what
occurred.
What?
During our calculus class.
Yes.
Our teacher was she was Ice Woman. I will smack you. Ice Woman was explaining, she was giving us a rundown of all the formulas, basically. And
you don't say. Continue. What am I supposed to say? I can't just sit here quietly. Fine. She's running down the...
Thank you. So, in the geometric series test, you know, if R is less than 1, then the sum is A over 1 minus R, right?
Yeah.
You know this.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, good. Everything. So, Medrick, who was on my birthday show, in case you can't remember.
Yeah, I sucked him.
He gave some random reason for why that worked, or another way to do it, which would have been much more complicated than just doing A over 1 minus R.
Yeah.
So, Iceman was like, why do it that way? This is just simple. And Medrick was like, but it proves this. For example, anyone of giving an example that no one understood, and then he'd seeing that no one understood, he started giving an example for the example. And then Ice Woman just goes, oh, shut up, Medrick. We need to assign you a limit question, limits of question. And that's all you can talk for the rest of the lesson. During one of the classes, like one of the few times he actually showed up for calculus, he asked her when Labor's Day was.
Labor's
In
Day?
In the middle.
Labor's Day?
Yes, labor. I say labor,
What's
all right?
What's Labor's Day?
You know what I mean.
You talking about Labor Day?
You know what I'm talking about.
Labor Day?
I'm talking about plural. Labors,
Labor
all right?
Day?
Maybe you lazy white Liber people.
Day?
Maybe you lazy white people do one labor, but as a brown man, I do many, and thus it's Labor's Day for me.
Thinking and moving yourself. They're both labors for you. Hey. Good times. What else happened to you?
You asked for it, my friend. Alright. Oh, what else happened? I've been so tired because I've been doing so much work. For some reason, I have more work second semester than I do first semester, which makes absolutely no sense. And I have, like, 4 FAFSAs due, like, over a month late, so I have to send those off as quickly as possible.
Will they take them late?
Yeah, they will. I'll just not get the decision when I get my acceptance / rejection. Well, obviously not rejection, but when I get
have
my acceptance.
Have you been accepted anywhere yet?
Of course not. I haven't gotten back from anywhere yet.
Of course not. Where are you playing?
Oh, don't make me list them
just
out.
Just go through the list real quick.
Let's see. Cornell, Dartmouth, Lafayette, St. Joseph's, NYU, Yale, Harvard. I can't remember where else. That is so weird.
In state at all?
UVA, William and Mary, Franklin and Marshall.
God, why are you applying so many schools?
Because my counselor, who I hate and who you know I hate, told me to.
Yeah.
She said to spread my net wide.
Certainly not wide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a really well thought of joke
Whitey
there.
Whitey McGee.
Whitey McGee.
Okay.
I'm having shooting pains in my heart.
So, should we get wrapping up?
How long has the episode been?
20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. I've only talked for 5.
It's only like 17 minutes. I don't think we started right away either. Okay.
So by episode 51, we'll try and find someone else to come into the convo. But it'll still be called the Hindu and the Jew. Because
yeah.
We won't change it. 50 should be a good thing. 50, basically what I want to do is have a collage of all our best moments.
It'll be a really short show.
Dude. It'll be a really short show consisting of only me talking. Because there were no best moments with you.
Bomb.
Burn. That's what it is. Not there's no bombing here.
Burned your face.
With what?
Your butt.
Yeah. Oh, that's a deep burn. That's such a deep burn.
That's how good I am.
Alright, let's wrap up the show.
Okay, shall we wrap it off with a song?
What song?
I don't know. Not that song. That song's not... No.
Then what song did you...
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Thinking.
Obviously, a difficult exercise for you. Judging by the grimaces you're making.
A show tune.
Do you want to write a song right now?
No. Show tune. Something from a movie.
I see the Jew sitting there.
La, la, la.
He's trying to think. He's crunching up his hair.
La, la, la.
But sadly again, I must come to the rescue. To save the day. From many fools like the Jew.
The Hindu sucks.
The Hindu sucks like a rocker. He rocks so much.
The Hindu.
He rocks so much.
Sucks.
Rocks beyond belief.
He sucks.
I just stole the tune from Gimme Shelter by Rolling Stones. So give me a second, let me make up a new chorus here.
So uninventive.
I'm uninventive! The Hindu rocks. Hindu, he rocks so much. The Hindu, he rocks. Sound intelligent. He tries so hard, leaning towards his mechanical bent. But you know who's the true genius? Talented, intelligent, and very, very full of genius. It's the Hindu. Hindu rocks.
I'm back.
Hindu rocks.
No, yes.
You know the Hindu rocks. Seems eager to be off.
That's
but he
I
doesn't
the
realize that I like spaghetti. Cause Hindu rocks.
No, he doesn't.
Hindu rocks.
No, he doesn't.
Hindu rocks. You know the Hindu rocks.
Like he sucks.
I rock.
No, you don't.
And I think we're done.
That was good.
Thank you. In the rocks.
Let's sing another song. I'm in a singing mood.
Dude, I just came up with such an... You should hear my middle verse when you were gone. It was muy amusing.
I'll hear it eventually.
You will eventually, indeed. Fine. That's another thing. I can only sing about things... I can only ad-lib about things around me. Like, point to something and I'll start singing about it.
Oh, I gotta teach you this game that I did at camp.
What? Oh, that sounds gay.
It's a game. Did
what?
I ever tell you that game?
No.
Okay. Wait, you know the Bare Naked Ladies song? Pinch
what?
Me?
No.
The
one Bare Naked Ladies song you have on your iPod? No.
It's the only one I have under their name, but yeah. I'm trying to think how it goes. There's a restaurant down the street where how many people like to eat? I can walk, but I just ride. It's cooler than it looks outside. You know that song? Okay, I'll have to teach you this game after you hear the
song. Well, tell me what the game is.
But anyways, the song... Okay, you gotta turn it down. It's too loud. I can't even think. Anyways, the song goes that very repetitive. It gets very old very fast. So that's why there's a game invented by me and my friends at camp. And so we'd basically, you'd say a line, and then you'd go...
You don't rape each other, do you?
And it'd be the next person. So it'd be like... Or no, you'd do that twice for your song. So... For example,
this is what I mean by your inability to tell stories.
For example, this. The Hindu really sucks. Sometimes we should go fuck a dog. And then you go.
That's a game you invented?
It's a good game. You have to get into it.
You know a game I invented when I was at camp?
I could guess, but no.
Go telling all the nerds that Dumbledore died the day the book came out before any of them finished.
Evil bastard.
Mine was much more fun. You know it.
The Hindu rocks.
No, he doesn't.
Rocks so much. Hindu rocks.
All I've got is lightning stuck in my head.
Alright.
What Lion King do you know?
Alright. Lion King? Dude. Aswenya. I can't wait to be king. Can you feel the love tonight? That's essentially Lion King for you in a nutshell. Aswenya Babadisima Benyambe.
They say Sitting Bull. I'm serious. Sitting Bull. That's what they say. I have it in my car.
Ah, Swenya, baby, this is
Sitting Bull. Yes, hey, hey.
Sitting Bull.
No, that's what they say. You can hear
sitting
it.
Sitting a Bull.
No, your turn.
All right. That's done with the Circle of Life. Let's move on to the next song.
Next song.
Next
song.
Alright, what are we gonna sing?
I can see what's happening.
I don't remember the
you don't
line.
Know the song?
I know the song, but I don't wanna sing that song. Okay. The Hindu rocks. Anyway. Such a catchy tune.
Okay, what other songs from that movie do you have? What songs are you willing to sing from that movie?
Name me some songs.
You already named. It's so annoying.
If you had the lyrics for Respect, I do respect. I mean, be prepared.
Be prepared. You gotta learn the music, and we'll do it sometime.
Learn the music? To learn what an entire symphony plays?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know something. Let's see, how does it go? Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yeah.
How about, Afternoon Delight. They heard it on the last song. It. We'll bring it back. Okay, let's do it. We'll end the song with that because we gotta get it.
Let's go. How's it go? Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light
okay, let's get
of day.
Lyrics into it. Let's get lyrics, just a second.
And I know the lyrics. That is going to be
stop.
There.
Oh. I'm gonna do it. I enjoy it. It's fun. I know our listeners don't. You guys can turn it off now. We're just going to sing for the rest and end it. So. Oh, how do I not lose home?
Look, just open Notepad. I'll type it in. I'm serious. I know the lyrics.
Wait, let me just reopen it. I have internet. Why?
Just type.
Oh, here, this way. Okay, sorry guys. I'm sure this is really enthralling.
Hindu rocks. Hindu rocks. The Jew is searching for lyrics for Afternoon Delight. A song we learned from a movie called...
Hello? lost
the Anchorman, connection. It's no fright at all, but the Jew seems incapable of opening Firefox. And now I'm left to sing of his fable, wearing my pink and red socks. Like, I'm not wearing any socks at all. Cause the Hindu rocks. Hindu rocks.
I say the Hindu rocks. Hindu rocks.
No.
How am I gonna get the lyrics?
I told you I'll type them up.
It won't work
while well, you know what?
Okay, well, wait, we'll stop
go
the show
there.
Right now. We'll stop the show and then we'll come back.
Oh.
Okay, see you guys in like a minute.
Or as soon as we...
Yeah, okay, just... bye.